Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
A little something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional, unprofessional. So if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Testing, testing 1, 2, 3. This is, hold on. Interview number 68 in my investigation into how and why people are finding their way to the place known as Point Mystic.
Is this going to be on your radio show, Point Mystic?
You've heard of the show?
No. I mean, I've heard of the place.
I'm not necessarily going to use this interview for the show. I've been investigating this question for a long time. What Point Mystic is, why it calls people. You could say that searching for Point Mystic started all of this, inspired the show. Sixty-eight interviews of how people found their way to Point Mystic. So far, the common thread is this. Most people who find this place feel that they've been called here. For what reason, we do not know. It is a mystery that binds us together. To many who come to Point Mystic, it's more than a town. It's a refuge, a place of escape. Wherever they're coming from, other towns, other countries, other worlds, they're often trying to get somewhere safe. Whatever's happened to them, it's enough to push them away from somewhere that they used to call home, but is no longer. Sometimes they've heard of the legend of Point Mystic and are seeking this place. And sometimes they're simply running away from someplace else and find themselves here. It doesn't matter which. This place doesn't judge. It opens its doors and lets them in. These interviews that my partner Marguerite and I have recorded investigating how people find their way to Point Mystic span back years. A map of our own journey to find the way back to Point Mystic. But we aren't the only ones to have felt the call and found the doorway open. Whatever force is calling people to Point Mystic, it's accelerating. Can I have you state your name?
Monica Chase.
How did you find Point Mystic, Monica?
I wasn't looking for Point Mystic. If anything, it found me. I've been traveling for a long time now, going through lots of doors to different worlds, but never staying for long.
Is Point Mystic different than other places you've visited?
I'm not sure yet. I've only just arrived. But I think so. There's something about this place I haven't felt with the other places I've seen. I don't want to be disparaging to those worlds. Some of them are pretty fucking bleak.
Well, people who find their way here have usually been through a lot. Speak however you like. I just want the truth.
Good. I can do the truth. I have been through a lot, seen a lot. This place here just feels purer, more real. That probably doesn't make a lot of sense. Different from all the other worlds I've seen. I've also had this ability, for lack of a better word, which tells me how long I have left in each world and when I need to leave.
What, like a countdown?
Yeah, as if I'm on borrowed time when I'm there, and when that time is all used up, I need to get the fuck out of there.
What do you think would have happened to you if you'd stayed in one of those worlds beyond the deadline?
Huh, good question. Hadn't really thought about it. I've just been running nonstop, and I've never taken the time to even consider it. But I'd have to say, maybe I'd be stuck there. Whatever was letting me go through doors onto other worlds would be stopped, be severed. And that would be it. I'd have to stay there for the rest of my life. Or maybe it's worlds themselves that are ending. And if I think back to that last world where most of the planet was dead... Yeah, it's a chilling thought.
You aren't the first person to tell me something like this. And you don't sense this feeling with Point Mystic? No countdown?
No, it's really weird. It wasn't exactly a ticking clock in my head, but the mental equivalent. It was always there, letting me know. And now, it's just not. It's just gone. Maybe it's a safe place. For now.
Are you going to remain in Point Mystic for as long as it feels safe?
I don't know yet. I guess we'll see. It's nice to have a fucking choice for once. Does everyone stay?
Some people move on. Some choose to stay. If they feel called to. Do you feel called?
I don't know. Doesn't really matter if I did. Point Mystic is not what I came searching for through all these worlds.
Why were you going through the doors?
Good question. I'm looking for someone. The love of my life, Jake. He got lost through a doorway in a place called Ostium.
You've seen Ostium?
You've heard of it?
The empty town of doorways in Northern California? Yeah, I've been there. Investigating the supernatural is what our radio show is about.
Maybe you can help me then. We were in this dark place fighting for our lives, and Jake had rescued what we thought was a monster, but was in fact a helpless thing that didn't know what was happening to it. And it's so fucking stupid. Jake opens up a doorway to bring us back to Ostium. It took everything he had left in him to do it. He sent me and that poor fucking thing back through the doorway, and he didn't leave any strength left for himself. Jake tried to bring himself through the door. He tried. He screwed it up. The door closed on him, and now he's lost out there somewhere, in time. He's disappeared on me a few times in the past, and I wasn't fucking having it this time. So I went after him. I went through another doorway. I didn't care to where or how dangerous. And I went after him. And I've been trying to find him ever since.
I'm sorry. I almost lost my son Fox through a doorway. I would have done the same thing. Jumped right down the rabbit hole after him if he hadn't come out of it. Have you considered if Jake might have ended up here in Point Mystic?
Not until you just said that. I guess it's possible.
I'd look for him here.
Do people drawn to Point Mystic magically find what they're looking for?
No. No, they don't. But they usually find what they need.
So, how should I look? Start walking around town? Put up wanted flyers? Yell his name from the fucking mountaintops?
There's a lighthouse at the end of the point. A lot of people who try to find their way to Point Mystic end up there, the guest house. I'll take you. There's somebody there I'm supposed to interview today. You're the third person to find your way here this week that I know of.
Is his name Jake?
Jake?
The person you're interviewing, the person.
Sorry, no, it's someone named Logan. Found his way to Point Mystic through a crossroads in the middle of Georgia, of all places. I haven't met a Jake. He could be here. I mean, people come and go from Point Mystic all the time. There are many doors. Come with me.
You know what? I'm good. I think I'm going to just sit here and finish my coffee. Maybe he's here in Point Mystic. Maybe he's not. But you're right about one thing. There are many doors.
I really do hope you find him, Monica. If not here, then somewhere. Calliope rents rooms upstairs if you want to stay in town.
If you see a guy walking around looking for someone named Monica, you'll let me know, right?
I will. Thank you for speaking with me. And really, Monica, if you need help, call me.
Thank you. Really. It's all fucked up. But you and everyone I've met here have been kind. And it's been a real long time since I could just sit with a cup of coffee and look at the ocean and not wonder when my time was up.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi everyone, Steve here from the Ostium Network. To pass the time here at the Ostium Network while I'm waiting for Jake and Mum to come back, I've been immersing myself in audio dramas. One podcast I've been really enjoying recently is The Sleep-Wake Cycle. It's this great blend of supernatural horror and dark fantasy, even with a bit of noir thrown in. The neurodivergent Stroud twins were born during the Night Plague of 1983, and after a lifetime apart have been finally reunited. As reclamation agents, it's their job to restore the country to its former glory by getting it back from the kings and queens below the world. This show runs the gamut from paranormal investigation to outright cosmic horror. Right, so that's The Sleep-Wake Cycle, which you can find wherever you listen to your podcasts, or just check out rustyquill.com for more information.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend. Winning is an everyday mindset, and we're here to help. I'm Craig Robinson. Join me and Coach John Calipari for Ways to Win. We're kicking off during March Madness. Cal's Kentucky Wildcats are in the hunt, so throughout the tournament, I'm going to call up my friend to ask about his wins, losses, and especially what he's telling his players in the locker room.
You got to win every day.
Find the Ways to Win podcast anywhere you listen.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Testing. This is interview 71. Subject appeared out of thin air right outside the lighthouse.
Could we speed this up? I've got a lot of questions for you, too, like where the hell I am.
Look, you're safe. You're in Point Mystic at a lighthouse called The Light at the End of the World that draws people to it. I know that this all seems pretty confusing. Do you know how you got here?
I went through a door and ended up here outside this lighthouse.
What kind of door?
Standard bathroom door in an abandoned McDonald's.
Does that usually happen when you go through doors?
Normal people, not so much. Me, par for the course. It's kind of my thing. I'm a time traveler of sorts, and traveler of many worlds at this point, I guess. In the past 24 hours, the time's kind of blurring for me right now. I've gone through so many doors and visited so many places I can't keep count. This place is definitely nicer than most I've seen.
So you weren't looking for it?
No, not exactly. But it does feel like something was leading me here, if that makes any sense.
Do you know what that is?
A sensation that's been pulling me forward. I knew it was real as soon as I arrived because it stops here. This place is not like the others. It's freeing. Unencumbered. It's hard to put into words exactly, and not all those places I went through were necessarily bad, though some of them definitely had their downsides. Like the guy who went kind of crazy at the end and wanted to kill me. But this place, even if I haven't been here very long, I can tell things are different. I feel, I know it's a weird way to put it, but I feel at home here. There's also one other big change.
What's that?
I don't have to leave. The thing that's been calling me? It's here. Is it this place?
It might be. Is your name Jake?
Yes. How did you know?
I think you should come with me. I think there's someone in town here who's looking for you.
We are Christopher Reynaga, Marguerite Croft, and Fox. Join us as we investigate magic, mystery, and the unexplained to uncover the secrets of Point Mystic. Point Mystic is a very special story that goes beyond a normal podcast. It is made with love and curiosity and mystique. It is a show that will lead you to places you never knew you wanted to go. Along the way, it will make you scared, but also happy. It is a show unlike any other. This episode was co-written by Christopher Reynaga and Alexi Talander. The part of Jake is performed by Chris Fletcher. The part of Monica is performed by Georgia McKenzie. The part of the interviewer is performed by Christopher Reynaga. Sound design was done by Hell and Well Met Podcasts. Check out more of their great work at hellandwellmetpodcast.com. For a link to a transcript of this episode, please check the show notes. If you enjoy Ostium and would like to support the show, you can do so on our Patreon at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. We've updated our reward structure with lots of new bonus goodies like new miniseries, a special Zoomcast about how podcasts are made called From the Sound Up, postcards for patrons, and a Zoom chat with members of Team Ostium and patrons every couple of months. You can find all this and more at patreon.com/ostiumpodcast. Thanks for listening, and our final episode for Season 5 will release in 2 weeks.